This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Pale Hound. Their new song, Independence Day, was appropriately timed for the July 4th holiday. And as Al Kempner tells us, it was no coincidence.
The song is not metaphorical at all, actually. It's about a breakup I went through on Independence Day of 2021, which was funny because it was the end of a very beautiful and long but very codependent relationship. And that was a big reason for the breakup. So the timing was kind of funny and the song almost wrote itself. But I kind of used this idea of Independence Day, of asserting independence, to write about the flip side of a breakup. Like, I think we hear a lot of songs, and I definitely write a lot of songs about heartbreak and pain that goes along with the ending of a relationship. But this song, I kind of wanted to explore the other side of a relationship. As a Gemini, I love seeing both sides of things. And I wanted to explore, like, the side that is the friend of yours that says congratulations when you go through a breakup, instead of, I'm so sorry that happened. I had a lot of friends who were kind of saying that to me at the time. And it took me a second to embrace it. At first, I was like kind of pissed and was like, that's so annoying. Please stop saying that. But once I kind of came around to it, I realized that there is a lot of beauty in the ending of a relationship, and also a lot of regret. And those two things can go hand in hand. But the song really is about just like trudging forward despite not knowing what the future looks like.
Yeah.
the sounds of Palehound from their new album Eye on the Bat, produced with Sam Evian. That record is out this Friday, July 14th. Palehound's tour begins in the fall. And speaking of tours, one of the most celebrated tours captured on film was Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense. The brilliant film of that tour was directed by Jonathan Demme and released 40 years ago. And now a deluxe 4K version of that concert film is coming to theaters, along with a new Dolby Atmos version of the album. The August 18th release includes some music not part of the original package, including the song Cities, originally released on their 1979 studio album, Fear of Music. So good to hear Talking Heads and a recording of a concert released in 1983 and being re-released this summer. It's an extraordinary performance, and I'm looking forward to taking it all in again. Truly one of the great bands I've ever seen play music, and Stop Making Sense captures them at their peak. Another legend from the past is being celebrated. Leon Russell, the brilliant songwriter and singer, played, wrote, or produced over 400 recordings with artists including Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Elton John, and he's being celebrated on a new album called A Song for Leon. Artists covering Leon's songs on this record include Bootsy Collins, The Pixies, Orville Peck, Nathaniel Rateliff, Margot Price. And here's Margot to take us to her rendition of Leon Russell's Strangers in a Strange Land.
I first found Leon Russell, I mean, I knew his records and stuff, but I really got into him after I saw the documentary entitled A Poem is a Naked Person. And it's a Les Banks film. It's really brilliant and kind of explores the onion that was Leon Russell. I had the honor to shake his hand briefly backstage in Franklin, Tennessee. He was playing a show called Music City Roots, and I was singing backup with a friend. His name was Josh Farrow. I remember seeing Leon Russell take the stage as they interviewed him. He kept his sunglasses on the whole time. He carried a cane. He was an old man by this point. You know, they asked him some question, and I just remember his brilliant answer, which was, "My job has always been to misinform the press." And I can still see him vividly riding around on a Rascal backstage and just all piss and vinegar. Hope y'all dig Strangers in a Strange Land.
Do I know any ways that I can make
Margot Price performing her rendition of Leon Russell's Stranger in a Strange Land. That version and many more interpretations of Leon's classic songs can be heard on the album A Song for Leon, which is out on September 8th. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a beautiful collaboration between the Berlin-based Polish composer Hania Rani and American-born Canadian-based Patrick Watson. The music on Hania Rani's new album, Ghosts, has hints of the ambient piano sounds of Nils Fromm, Olafur Arnalds. In fact, Olafur can be found on this new record. Some hear the sounds of Pink Floyd here. I just find it one of the most alluring records I've heard in 2023. And here's Hania Rani to take us to her collaboration with singer Patrick Watson and the song Dancing with Ghosts.
My song, Dancing with Ghosts, was composed actually in a pretty spooky place. I was renting back then a little studio in the Swiss mountains in a very remote place, in a former sanatorium, like a place that people went there to when they were ill and to have some treatments. And it was transformed into artist studios. And obviously, when I was there, I could really feel the atmosphere and all the stories going around, maybe even some ghosts. And it was a starting point for me to think about stories of people who were here before me. And one of the stories I imagined was people that maybe had an affair, and of course they couldn't continue this affair because probably they had ridden like their regular life out of the sanatorium, and so they started to meet afterwards just as ghosts here, and that's why the place is so full of maybe some ghosty feeling. And when I composed it, I thought, oh my god, this sounds like Patrick Watson's song a bit. And just because we were already in contact, I decided to send to him without any notice, like, maybe you want to contribute. But he really liked it. He said, Hania, I love it. And he just immediately added his voice and also these very spooky, enchanted noises. It comes, I think, from the modular synthesizer. It's like a processed sound of voices and piano sounds. And I loved it. And he said, Hania, maybe it's too much. But obviously I said, no, it's actually what I was looking for. And I'm so happy because it was a dream. I'm such a huge fan of Patrick Watson. I was learning how to write songs, listening to his music. So that was a dream come true.
I will be gone.
The sounds of Hanya Rani and her collaboration with Patrick Watson. That song and so many other transcending numbers can be found on the album Ghosts, which is out October 6th. And we'll go from Ghosts to the new music of Leve and her album Bewitched. Leve, spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y, is a Los Angeles-based Icelandic Chinese artist, and I'm really loving her for her delicate poetic music. Here she is to take us to the song Promise.
Hi, I'm Leve, and my newest song, Promise, is a piano ballad about needing to cut someone off and not really being able to. In the first verse, I make myself a promise about needing to distance myself from this certain person, and I take a plane and I fly far away, and the story progresses with every verse, and the last verse, I break that promise and I call this person. And the song, I wrote it with Dan Wilson, a fantastic writer that I've looked up to for a really long time. And he's worked with so many of my favorite artists, so it was a true honor. And I came into a session with him one day, and I was just telling him all of these thoughts I had. And I think I said to him, like, it hurts to be something, but it's worse to be nothing with him, with this guy. And he was like, that's a lyric. And so we added some chords to it, and melody, and it all just came flowing out in one afternoon, and Promise was born. I added some cello to it, and I played the piano, and it just all came together perfectly. I made a promise to distance myself, took a flight through aurora skies. Honestly, I didn't think about how we didn't say goodbye. Just see. It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing with you. A cigarette for so much restraint, no matter how long I resist temptation, I will always lose. It hurts to be something, it's worse to be nothing with you.
The song Promise from the artist Leve, it's from her second album titled Bewitched, and that album's out on September the 8th. She has a fall tour coming, but I see every date seems to be sold out. So an awful lot of excitement for Leve. And I'm going to take us out on new music from Margaret Glaspie. The snappy guitar lick in her new song immediately got my attention. The New York-based artist's third album, Echo the Diamond, is produced with her partner, guitarist Julian Lage. And here's Margaret Glaspie to take us out on the song Act Natural. I'm going to put videos for all these songs on the All Songs Considered website. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
This song, Act Natural, is from my new record, Echo the Diamond. I'm trying to remember how I wrote it. I think I was on a tour bus and I wrote it kind of over a couple of days, just waking up and packing away. And in my mind, it was kind of like a person talking to themselves and kind of trying to keep cool in front of someone they like, or maybe even a group of friends trying to tell their friend, hey, just act natural, be yourself. I know that sometimes especially when I'm in front of people I admire, I feel like I get a little wound up and get a little goofy. Maybe it was a reminder to tell myself to act natural once in a while, which is never going to happen. I made the record really quickly. It was about 3 days in the studio, and some of my best buds, Dave King on the drums, Chris Morrissey on the bass. The riff came along, I think, separately from the rest of the song. It was kind of exactly what I wanted for it, just something that was very guitaristic and cathartic and fun to play. It feels like kind of like the keys to start the engine for sure. Act natural.
So absurd. Are you a paradise bird? 'Cause violet shines bright in both your eyes. That can't be natural. Indigo flares up in your hair. That can't be natural. Am I seeing clearly? Butterfly rebirth. Are you from this earth?
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.